Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is great and greatly to be praised. I thank the Lord for another opportunity to be here. Glory to God to bring by and provide the word for you today. We're going to jump right into it, but I'm going to be prayerful as always so that God can get the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, bless your wonderful name, Lord. I thank you. And I give you the praise, Lord God, for what thou hast done. No one else could do it but you, O Lord. Lord, I'm asking that you would bless the message this morning, Lord God, that you would bless right now. Open up eyes, hearts, minds, hallelujah, hallelujah, and spirits today, Lord God. They might receive you, Lord God, that they might see you, Lord God, that they might hear you, Lord God, that they might put into their actual daily lives, Lord God, that things will be well with them and they can be blessed, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm asking that you tear down every, hallelujah, wall that's been built up. Remove every stumbling block that the enemy is trying to put up against them. Hallelujah. Let them have a clear sailing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until this word today, Lord God, that they might receive it. Hallelujah. And receive the abundant blessings that are going to be found in it, Lord God. Allow me to decrease, Lord God, so that you can increase, Lord Jesus, so you can get all the praise, Lord, all the glory and all the honor, because it all belongs unto thee, Lord. And I thank you and give you the praise for this opportunity now and forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. God is great. And he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, I am of the opinion that God's word is just true. Amen. Glory be to God. There's so many people that have their opinions about everything. That's why God said, let his word be true. And let every man be a liar. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, God has put on my mind, been meditating on this for a while, talking about the right church. Amen. Glory be to God. What constitutes the right church? What is the right church all about? Are you going to the right church this morning? Amen. I know some of you guys are getting ready as you're listening to this right now. You got your brand new, fresh out of the cleaner suit coming on, and hallelujah, women got your nice dresses that you just bought, and you're ready to go, aren't you? Amen. Glory be to God. But are you headed to the right church in the name of Jesus Christ? Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I've been blessed to have been coming on, amen, here with Brother Mel for about a year now, giving you what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And I get so many people trying to, you know, ask me the same question over and over again. Hallelujah. Will you pray for me? Will you do this? Will you do that? Yes, I'll pray for you. Yes, I will continue to tell you the truth. But who's listening in the name of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. So many people today are just satisfied and content with going through the motions, thinking that they're in the right church. But are you in the right church in the name of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. So it's time for us to take a self-analysis. Hallelujah. According to the word of God. See, if you want to make heaven your home, you're going to take heed to this message. If you just want to go to a meeting, well, continue doing what you're doing. Amen. And you're going to wake up to a rude awakening, my friend. But God doesn't want that. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why he has men like me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm not the only one. He has others. Hallelujah. He has somebody everywhere. He has somebody right near you right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. For people that are listening all over the world, you don't have to go too far. Thank you, Jesus, because God has somebody everywhere that has not bowed to Baal. God has somebody everywhere who will not take down. God has somebody everywhere, hallelujah, glory to God, that's not going to conform to what's popular, who's not going to be worried about being politically correct, in the name of Jesus Christ, who's going to preach the word and be instant in season and out of season. Amen. Just going to tell it like it is. Come straight down Main Street. Are you in the right church? Amen. Or are you just going to a religious meeting? In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Got so many people that come on the air. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, thinking that they got the word. They don't even know what the word is. They're embarrassing. They ought to just get off the radio in the name of Jesus. Get off the television set. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because all they're doing is having a religious meeting, but nobody gets saved. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. See, that's the criteria. If you want to make heaven your home, and if you're considering whether or not you're in the right church, is anybody getting saved according to the word of God? Amen. God said in his word, he's going to add to the church, he's going to add to the church daily souls such as should be saved. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you just go in there week after week, Sunday after Sunday, month after month, year after year, and you're going through the same old routine and nobody's getting saved according to the word of God, hallelujah, you got to ask yourself, am I in the right church? If you're going somewhere, hallelujah, glory be to God, where you just don't feel motivated, you have to ask yourself, am I in the right church? Amen. If you're going somewhere where the anointing of God, hallelujah, glory to God, is not prevalent and you don't feel the power of God is all over you, you got to ask yourself, am I going to the right church? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, watch how Jesus set this thing up in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. See, when Jesus got to the age where he was going to go to the temple, hallelujah, glory be to God, he went there and he, hallelujah, glory to God, restored order in the name of Jesus Christ. Because see, God does things decently and in order. He will never be in a place that's out of order. That's why when they were buying and selling, he had to rent the place. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He had to clean it up. Glory be to God. He said, hallelujah, glory to God, his house is not, hallelujah, glory to God, for business. Hallelujah. Paraphrasing, his house shall be called a house of prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's not for you to sell your CD. It's not for you to sell your DVD. It's not for you to save your latest LP. It's not for you to sell your cassette tapes. Those of you who are still selling those in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not for you to sell, hallelujah, glory to God, your prayer water, your prayer rags, or whatever else you got in the name of Jesus. But his house shall be called the house of prayer. That's why when you come to affect your praise, hallelujah, glory be to God, you cannot get none of those things. Hallelujah. Do I have, hallelujah, glory to God, a CD out? Absolutely. But come to effectual praise to hear the pure, unadulterated word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you want those things, just go online to justpreteon.com. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But when the service time is going on, you got to get into the mind frame of just praising God, of just giving him the glory. Hallelujah. I guess, hallelujah, glory to God. Anointing, hallelujah, glory to God. Let it fall. Hallelujah. Let it rain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let your glory, Lord, rise among us right now at this moment in the name of Jesus Christ. So many people get caught up in the wrong thing. I am not here to entertain you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But are you in the right church today? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So some people, hallelujah, come, hallelujah, expecting me to give them a concert. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But are you in the right church today in the name of Jesus Christ? And they're so disappointed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When I don't sing for him, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I do sing. I sing songs of Zion. Hallelujah. Every service in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because that's what it's all about, is giving God the praise. You see, I found out a secret a long time ago. Thank you, Jesus. See, God dwells in the midst of praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. People often wonder why I give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. All the time. Hallelujah. Because God dwells in the midst of praise, and I want God to dwell. Hallelujah. I want him to be with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can't outlove God. Hallelujah. The more you love God, the more he loves you back in the name of Jesus. But if you don't feel that love in your church, you got to ask yourself, are you in the right church in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. I got to give you some word now. Glory be to God, because you're going to think I'm making this stuff up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, I've been accused of that too, even though, hallelujah, for the past year, those of you who have been listening, you know, thank you, Jesus, that I come straight from the Bible, hallelujah, in its pure, unadulterated, uncut form. I don't add anything to it. I don't take anything away from it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because that's what the Bible says to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not going to come on here and tell you my personal story or some tall tale or some Aesop's fable. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're going to get the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the word of God, hallelujah, cuts sharper than any two-edged sword. Why would I waste time with anything else in the name of Jesus Christ? Glory be to God. You see, as God was setting this thing up, the first miracle he did was at, hallelujah, glory to God, the wedding. If you guys understand, hallelujah, glory to God, how God was progressing this thing. They ran out of wine. Jesus blessed them, hallelujah, glory to God, and provided them with new wine. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. And the new wine, hallelujah, glory to God, was so good, the king was wondering, hallelujah, was basically questioning, hallelujah, glory to God, why is he giving them this now? Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, because God can't give you anything except for it be good. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. He gives you the best. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. But are you in the right church? Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But he was establishing himself, hallelujah. Then he went about, hallelujah, on his journey, hallelujah, and people started following him, didn't they? me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because they were trying to get themselves, hallelujah, into a position. Thank you, Jesus, where they could get closer to the master. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But the enemy is always in a prowl. Hallelujah. Because wherever good is, evil is also. So some of them people, thank you, Jesus, were just following him to see what he was going to do next. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. They weren't concerned about religion. They weren't concerned about salvation. They weren't concerned about anything except for to see what God was going to do next. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So all he did was go about healing. All he did was go about blessing. All he did was going about creating miracles. All he did was going about showing people without a shadow of a doubt that he's God. And all the people did for all the things that he did was just yell, crucify him. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus Christ. But see, that was all a part of the plan too. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. We got to cut to the chase here because I got very limited time today. I wish I had more time, but I don't. Glory be to God. But are you in the right church, or are you just going to a religious meeting this morning? Thank you, Jesus. No anointing, no Holy Ghost, no baptism in Jesus' name. That's what I'm talking about, folks. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If that's not happening at your church, hallelujah, then you're in the wrong church. I'm just going straight up and tell you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're not in God's church. Glory be to God. You turn to Matthew 16. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And hallelujah. Verse 18. Y'all know the scripture. I shouldn't have to go there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, and I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. You see, the gates of hell cannot prevail against Christ's church, against Jesus' church, against God's church. But are you in the right church? Amen. If you're not in this church, hallelujah, guess what? The gates of hell can prevail against your church. Read it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You wonder why there's so much mess going on in your church? Because you're not in the right church. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They got this board, that board, this board, that board. They got this line, that line, this line, that line. They're selling fish. They're selling chicken. They're selling barbecue. They're selling everything they could possibly sell. We got some t-shirts for sale. We got this. We got that. Are you in the right church? Hallelujah. See, the gates of hell will not prevail against God's church. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out to effectual praise. You won't get none of that. Hallelujah. Are you going to get us the word? Are you going to get us a high time in the Lord? In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Watch what he says in 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. But if you ain't got no power to, hallelujah, bind, if you ain't got no power to loose, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You got to ask yourself, are you in the right church today? The name of Jesus Christ. Well, how do I get that power to bind? How do I get that power to lose? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Watch this here. You want to find out how you get that power? Glory be to God. Just turn to Luke 24. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going to start at 47. You shouldn't have to even go here. These scriptures are just, hallelujah, glory to God, are so prevalent. Glory be to God. And they're so, hallelujah, glory to God, necessary to learn. Hallelujah, glory be to God. As you should be able to quote these verbatim. Hallelujah. See, the people of God don't even need their Bible right now. Hallelujah, because they know these. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But I want you guys to get your Bible and turn with me. Hallelujah, glory be to God. See, don't think I'm making this stuff up. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, watch what it says here. You got it? I'm giving you a few seconds. Good. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 24:47 says this. Glory be to God. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Now, what's his name? Jesus. So everything should be preached in whose name? Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're going to a church or a place where everything's not done in Jesus' name, you got to ask yourself, are you in the right church? Hallelujah. I didn't say it. The Bible does. Hallelujah. That remission of sins. Hallelujah. Repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. See, he's starting at home. He's taking it abroad. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He started with his chosen people. Hallelujah. With Israel. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The people that he separated unto himself. Hallelujah. Way back in the beginning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because he had his church in mind in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He had the right church in mind. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. But because they messed up, but because they fouled up, but because they could not, hallelujah, God, be obedient, he allowed the Gentiles to be grafted in, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Thank you, Jesus, because now I have an opportunity to be in the right church in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I got an opportunity. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When the saints go marching in to be in that number, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because now I belong to the right church in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I told you I felt like shouting, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's a hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, what's going on in my soul right now? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, I don't know about you, but I feel all right. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. You see, God's word is right. Hallelujah. See, when you know you're in the right place, when you're in the right church, you can shout too. You can celebrate too. You can praise God too. You see, the Bible says that praise is comely for the saints. It's what you're supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. You're supposed to be giving God praise. Hallelujah. But if you're in a church, hallelujah, where they don't want you to stand up, hallelujah, where you're restricted, thank you, Jesus, where you can't not give God the praise, hallelujah, glory be to God, you have to ask yourself, hallelujah, am I in the right church? In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. They want you to sit down and be quiet all the time. About as exciting as watching some paint dry. Hallelujah. I'd rather stay home, thank you, Jesus, than to go somewhere like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God said, do not quench the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But guess what? You guys ain't got the Holy Ghost, so there's nothing to quench. And you're wondering why. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The question is being asked, are you in the right church? Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. 48 says, and ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you. I send the promise of my Spirit unto you. Because see, Jesus, hallelujah, was every bit man, but every bit God at the same time. And God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So his flesh, hallelujah, glory to God, was given, hallelujah, way to his divinity. Hallelujah, glory be to God. That's who the Father is. That's Jesus Christ's divinity. Hallelujah. I have to break it down and explain it to people. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Because they don't understand how it can be God and man at the same time. Same time. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But he tells these people the most wonderful things. Hallelujah. These are the people that he started with. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Because he's going to start at home. He's going to start in Jerusalem. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. About assembling the right church. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. See, he did this thing all by himself because he understood what the enemy was going to try and do. He had went through, hallelujah, all those tests and all those trials and all that backbiting and all that nonsense that the Pharisees and Sadducees were trying to place upon him and put on him and trap with. Hallelujah. And all the kings, hallelujah, glory be to God, and all the powers that be in the world while he was there. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Was trying to, hallelujah, force upon him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because they wanted religion. They did not want salvation. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. They didn't want to be in the right church. They wanted to be in their church. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But anything that's not God's church is the wrong church. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll say it again. Anything that's not God's church is the wrong church. In the name of Jesus, and you'll find yourself, hallelujah, waking up in a devil's hell. See, the devil don't care if you go to a building. Devil don't care if you go to a building. Devil don't care if you're going to a religious meeting. Devil don't care what you call it. The devil ain't going to get busy until you start, hallelujah, going to God and have made up your mind and your heart that you're going to go, hallelujah, glory to God, to the right church. You're going to go to Jesus Christ's church. You're going to go to a holy sanctified church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Where you can get reminiscent of your sins. Hallelujah. Through, hallelujah, baptism in Jesus' name by immersion in water. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where you can be, hallelujah, filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. When you made your mind up to do that, Satan's going to really get busy now. Hallelujah. He's going to put traps upon you. Everything he's going to try and do to keep you and hindering you from getting there. Hallelujah. Because he knows you're on your way to the right church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. You see, effectual praise, just a small little place. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing too fancy about it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I guarantee you one thing. You'll get the word of God. I guarantee you one thing. You'll feel the power of God. I guarantee you one thing. You will not be bored. In the name of Jesus, I guarantee you one thing. You will not be restricted. In the name of Jesus, you have freedom to praise, freedom to praise, freedom to praise, freedom to lift him up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lift your hands up high. Thank you, Lord. Give him a wave offering right now. In the name of Jesus, he's worthy. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. He told them to tarry, didn't he, in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Because, see, if you ain't got no power, then you can't be in his church. God knew that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He had to establish this thing. There's one way, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's not a thousand ways of doing this thing. God keeps telling me to tell you people this. Hallelujah. You can't do this thing your way. There's only one way. Hallelujah. Because broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many be there that's going to find that road. Hallelujah. But straight, Hallelujah. And narrow is the road that's going to lead to glory. And it's only going to be few that find it, because it's only going to be few, hallelujah, that's going to be willing to obey the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But God made it possible for everybody to be able to do this. But glory be to God. But you have to make up your own mind, because during this dispensation called grace, we receive unmerited favor. But God is not forcing anybody to love him, anybody to believe him, anybody to serve him. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he said, hallelujah, in the last days, men, hallelujah, will not endure sound doctrine. You've gotten some sound doctrine today, but are you going to be able to endure it? You need to self-check yourself. You need to ask yourself this question. Are you going to the right church? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. See, I don't care where you go. Hallelujah. As long as it's the right church. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, if you come to affect your praise, I know you're going to be going to the right church. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because it was ordained by Jesus Christ himself. In the name of Jesus, we give him all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's what effectual praise is all about. We're capable of producing and producing. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The desired effect, which is to give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Lift Jesus up until he speaks from eternity. In the name of Jesus Christ, ask yourself, my friends, are you going to the right church? Coming out to effectual praise, 3304 Rolling Ridge Avenue, Palmdale, California. Hallelujah. 93550. And you can make rest assured that you'll be at the right church, and God's going to bless you. In Jesus' name, he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. God bless you.
My brothers and sisters, if you'd like to talk with Pastor Joseph Bennett, just give him a call at 661-435-8368. That's 661-435-8368. Or you can visit the church. And church services start at what time, Pastor?
Church services start Sunday at 10:30 a.m.
10:30 a.m. The address once again is 3304 Rolling Ridge Avenue in Palmdale, California. If you want to hear this message again, just go to www.gospelforjesus.com. The message will be posted there for your listening pleasure anytime, anywhere in the world on your listening device. Once again, that's www.gospelforjesus.com. Well, it's time for us to leave. Time for us to get up and go. We'll be back next week right here from 7 until 9 a.m. on 100.9 The Heat with some of the best gospel music in the nation and a word from the Lord. Until then, my brothers and sisters, I just want to say I pray that God will bless you, your family, and everyone around you. Bye-bye.
You're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all that I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when the nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all of my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. You're the center of my joy. You are where I find pleasure for the the simple things in life. You're the music in the meadows and the streams. Oh, the voices of the children. The center.